Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, I've been working with survivors and representing them for 37 years across the country, and have brought suit against every Catholic bishop in America, including the Diocese of Buffalo. And one thing that is abundantly clear over the years is that all roads of cover-up and concealment and complicity of sexual abuse of children by clerics lead to Rome. And as a result, it is the Pope, both past and present, that are making the decisions and the choices to protect themselves instead of the kids worldwide. And as a result, we now have an opportunity both in New Jersey and New York to have survivors take action. This survivor today filed this case, John Bellocchio, who was abused by Cardinal Archbishop Theodore McCarrick in 1995. And it's also been established that in 1988, 7 years before, McCarrick was reported directly by another survivor to John Paul II as having been an abuser. And it was concealed and they remained silent. We know that McCarrick is a serial offender. And we also know that all the evidence that's been developed over the last three decades leads us to believe and know and can prove that the problem originates in Rome and at the Vatican. As a result, this action today by the survivor abused by McCarrick is focused on targeting on the Pope and the practices being employed by the Vatican. And it's designed to cause them to come clean, to tell the truth, to reveal all the dangerous predators that they have concealed, and to change the practices they've employed. In other words, the federal case filed today by John Bellocchio against the Holy See is designed to uncover a massive cover-up at the top of the Roman Catholic Church, namely at the Vatican.
So, excuse my ignorance, but what jurisdiction does the Federal Court of the Southern District of New York have over the Vatican to force them to do anything that you guys want in this lawsuit?
Well, the question always is, how can you sue the Vatican, and how is there legal jurisdiction to do that? The Vatican is a sovereign state. That means they are an independent country, and there are severe limitations on anybody ability to sue a sovereign state. We, however, have a great deal of experience with the Vatican and have already sued them in 2001, and the courts and the federal courts determined that we could bring such a suit. And so we've already laid the groundwork for establishing the legal authority, that is jurisdiction, to sue the Vatican for wrongful conduct such as this. That case in 2001 that we brought was dismissed in 2011 on other legal grounds, but it paved the way for us knowing that they could be sued when the right survivor was able and the facts aligned as they have here today. So it's time. It's time that the Vatican be held accountable, that the cleanup begin at the top and work down as opposed down and then try to work it up. And there is legal authority, ample legal authority that we've already established that gives us the ability to bring this very powerful claim against the most powerful institution and powerful monarch and city-state in the world, that is the Vatican.
What did you learn from your first time suing the Vatican, and what lessons can you take in this approach to suing them? And then also, what is to force the Vatican to comply with anything in this lawsuit?
Well, what we learned from having sued the Vatican before is that all evidentiary roads lead there. And in order to bring and sustain a claim against them, we have to establish that the offender is under the direct control of the Pope. In this case, the offender, Cardinal McCarrick, who was an archbishop at the time he offended this plaintiff, was under the direct control of whom? The Pope, the Vatican. And we have that fact established, and we have that in the complaint. And so we have an extraordinarily powerful set of facts and a legal basis that gives us this opportunity never before come to pass. We also have the legal authority that says that in this case, it engages in enormous commercial activity and is engaged in a long-standing pattern of wrongful conduct that involves concealment by multiple offenders across the globe and by multiple top officials who are complicit in those offenses, which includes Cardinal McCarrick and other Catholic bishops. And in this case, we have a cover-up of sexual abuse by McCarrick, then Archbishop McCarrick, by John Paul II, the then presiding papal authority, and silence and inaction by his successors and his predecessors. So this case implicates wrongdoing, not just by the Cardinal Archbishop, the offender himself, but implicates wrongdoing, complicity, and silence and cover-up by three popes, John Paul II, Pope Benedict, and now Pope Francis, who by his silence and inaction allows the same practices that protected McCarrick and others to remain in place, not having made any changes. So this lawsuit seeks change. It seeks to uncover and force the Vatican to come clean with all the secrets of all the offenders that they know to be in place and having offended worldwide, both past and present, and also seeks to unearth and excavate all the files that the Vatican holds and have investigated that only they know and that they keep secret under their own practices and protocols. So this is an attack not on the Pope himself, but on the practices being employed by the Vatican, past and present, on the practices, the dangerous and reckless practices.
All right, I just want to clear up one thing. All of that was great. I just want to just clarify this point just so there's no misunderstanding. So the federal courts have ruled that because the Vatican runs enterprises in the United States, that therefore gives them jurisdiction over the Vatican, even though they are a sovereign entity?
That's absolutely correct. Because the Vatican is a commercial activity and has a commercial enterprise in the United States, and they are so active, there is what they call a commercial activities exception to the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. That is the immunity that sovereign states have. And because we can establish and have already established that exception, we have a legal basis in law and precedent to bring this case against the Vatican in federal court.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.